Match day live. A point on the road is always, well, seemingly a good point. We had to scrap for it today. Could easily have been all three, though, David.
Yeah, I think the chance we've had in the first half, I think we've got to do better with. I think it looks like a handball in the line when we wanted the shot. I think you could hear it from where we were, and disappointing again. But just think it's a very tough game. It's a very difficult place to come. Gareth's got them well organised, and they're not in the top half of the league for nothing. So we had to scrap, we had to battle. And especially in the second half, but I still think we had a better chance to go and probably disappoint them with 3 points.
Are you a little bit frustrated because they seemed there for the taking and maybe the final ball maybe didn't test the goalkeeper enough today?
Yeah, as I said, there's been chances at both sides. I think the biggest threats that they were coming from was from set plays. We knew they were going to be dangerous from them, and disappointed today that we've not at 3 points, but as I said, it's been a good week. We've managed to two aways, draws in very difficult venues and an important home win, so we have to take, players deserve great credit for coming here today, and maybe early in the season we'd have lost this, so it's great credit to them.
Going back to the penalty incident, or the penalty that wasn't given, we've seen replays of it, it's clear handball on the line, it would have been a red card as well. We don't seem to be getting the rub of the grain from the officials at the moment.
Yeah, well, I've not seen it back, so I think when one's had the shot, you can hear it's clearly hit somebody's hand, and the only person on the line is the defender, so yeah, we knew about it. As I said, we kept going, we didn't get frustrated, but as I said, on another day we should have had 3 points, but we've came to a very difficult venue, and it's another point.
Well, I'm going to show you it here. There you go, so you can see it. The lad puts out his arm, and it hits him on the line.
Yeah.
It's clear handball,
isn't
it? Yeah,
it's clear handball, but as I said, it's gone now. We've just got to take it in the chin, and we move on again. It's probably another decision that's went against us throughout the season.
Yeah, tough place to come, as you said. Are you happy with the point, then? Because it keeps the unbeaten run going. It's a bit mixed emotions, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is mixed emotions. I don't think it was the best footballing game you'll ever watch. But I just think that we had to dig deep. I think both sides were content. I think the way they're set up at Wickham is a difficult place to come. And they set up for a point, and then they've got fantastic... The left-back's fantastic at set plays. So he's dangerous in every opportunity they get to put in the box. But they have got good players. And we had to match him. We had to match him physically. I see, I'm a wee bit disappointed, but we've been back up to Bradford with only a point.
I know you'd be pleased because a clean sheet is always something you try and get right. We got it right today after conceding far too many goals of late.
Yeah, I just think even on Tuesday night was the ones the first goal. I think you've got to give credit to.
Good goal, yeah.
To your set plays, so we have to do better with them. But as I said, pleased we've managed to get 5 points. We're only 4 points away from 16th in the league now, so. We've managed to get a few teams back in there. Also, we've dropped down a position today. But these things will change over the course of the coming months. We just need to make sure we stay positive. And I say the fans that's travelled down here again today were fantastic for us.
Really strong bench today. Decisions to make now on the bench. So you've got plenty of backup. Are you pleased with what you've got over the course of January?
Yeah, of course we are. I think it's a difficult window to try and get players in, and also we had to move some players on, and we're delighted with players we managed to get in. They had a wee bit more quality. As you've seen the bench today, we've got a lot of strength and depth now that we can go and change things, and these were important things, and the people who we did bring in have got a bit more experience, so it's good competition for places now.
A lot of people saying, well, we needed a target man, we should have got a target man. It does give us that option, but the right man wasn't available, David, I assume.
Yeah, I think we tried the whole January to try and get another striker in. It's difficult. I think you only need to look at the bigger clubs in the league. Sunderland and different other clubs are struggling to attract players, and they have loads of money to do it. It's a hard window, so we had to make sure that we covered all the areas in the pitch. I'm delighted with players that we managed to get in, and Billy Clark and Jacob Butterfield, who gives that wee bit more quality in the ball, and they can play wide, they can play as tens, and as I said, it's about keeping everybody motivated. I mean, we need to make sure that every player now knows that they've got a massive role to play between now and the end of the season.
We attempted to throw Billy on a little bit earlier because it was maybe a quandary whether we try and go and win the game or settle for what we had. I'm not saying we sat back, but yeah. You know what I mean. We could have gone a bit more gung-ho, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think when you're away from home and you're playing against a team who are very, very good at set plays and different things, and it's one of the ones, it's not a great game of football to watch, it's not a great spectacle, but the players deserve great credit for the way they hung in, and we made sure we come away with some because it was important. We left here with a point, and I'm delighted with three, but the players now are starting to believe, and I thought everyone had done their job today, so they deserve great credit for that.
Yeah, and we're on a roll, three unbeaten now, two home games, back-to-back home games.
Yeah, very difficult games. Fleetwood at home and then obviously Plymouth. So our home record's been getting better. As I say, I think it's 5 out of 6 we've won there. And we just need to keep making sure now that we keep going, and if we can pick points up on the road, then fantastic. But I think everybody will tell you your home record or your home games are the most important ones.
So pretty happy overall today.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, it might not sound it, but I'm happy. Yeah. But I thought we could have, we had chances we did have. I think we had clear-cut chances to score goals, and I thought today if we'd have scored one or two, then we'd have been home with 3 points. But as I said, it's another game unbeaten. It's a clean sheet.